Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The forecast for the unofficial beginning of summer, Memorial Day, is in fact very summery for the Northeast and much of the eastern half of the nation. Temperatures approaching 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies, and Tuesday, June 1st, will be even warmer with temperatures nearly 95 degrees in spots with plenty of humidity as well. Now, if you're tempted to take an ocean dip into the Atlantic, be careful, because water temperatures are quite chilly, only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. The Florida Peninsula, well, the waters there are warmer, but they may see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the main threat of severe thunderstorms runs from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul through the Des Moines, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, into Wichita, Kansas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Actress, controlling her nudes, making money, strippers on the loose, later on Sterling at Night.
Fantastic family entertainment at 8 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes past the hour on Memorial Day weekend. This is the epicenter of Memorial Day weekend. This is the middle of it. This is the heart of it. This is where only grown-ups survive. This is the toughest day of the three-day weekend, the toughest day. If you are single and living alone, man, this is a test of solitude. This is a test of solitude. Can you make it through this? Can you get through to the other side? When your favorite game shows show original episodes. Now, let's see who's going to make it to the opposite side. This is not a political story. This is an oh my God. This is an oh my God story. Nancy Pelosi's husband. Now, I'm sure you've heard it on this station all day because this is like Hanukkah, Christmas, and New Year's for this radio station. Nancy Pelosi's millionaire husband, which means she's a millionaire too. She has Steel Bond. He was driving under the influence and driving with a blood alcohol level content of 0.08 or higher. It's unclear if Nancy, also 82, she 82, was with him or not. She was not. She gave a speech to graduating students at Brown University on Sunday. The couple owns a sprawling vineyard estate, Falcon Crest, at St. Helena, Napa Valley. Paul is a well-known businessman who has made millions through tech stocks. Yeah, I'm sure because he invented circuitry and circuit boards and invented very clever programs. Yeah, he did nothing. He did nothing. Nancy Pelosi's husband has been arrested. Let's move on. Daily Mail understands he was arrested by members of the California Highway Patrol who couldn't wait. It was 11:44 p.m. He was booked at Napa County Jail at 4:13 a.m. on Sunday morning. Well, let me tell you what happened between 11:33 p.m. and 4:13 a.m. They're sitting there with Nancy Pelosi's husband in Napa Valley. If he wasn't married to the Speaker of the House, he would still have been an incredibly powerful and important figure because he owned multiple vineyards. Now, let me tell you who this guy is. You look at a picture of this tweedy guy, this guy with this sports jacket. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully, 18-wheelers. This is the man who was put on earth to keep you and me out of the country club. Your kids want to go to the swim club? He's going to make damn sure that your kids and my kids are not going to get into the country club. That's what this man is there for. That's who he is. He's never going to let you in the country club or your kids. That's his job. He's the head of admissions to the country club. Which country club? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He walks into a country club. They go, you, Paul, you're head of admissions to the country club. You will now be in charge of keeping people out. That's your job. Keep them out. Do they have a portfolio of less than $25 million? We don't want them. That's his job. he'll take one look at you down his nose, and he'll go, oh, no, no, we can't have anything to do with this. This is very unlikely. We're very uncomfortable with your sort. Very uncomfortable with your sort. The Daily Mail says that he was arrested by members of the Highway Patrol at 11:44, but he wasn't booked until 4:13 a.m. What were they doing between? It was a tea dance between the time he was arrested and the time he was booked. What was going on in that jail? They were harumphing very fast. This is Nancy Pelosi's husband. What are we going to do with this guy? This is Nancy Pelosi's husband. We're all going to lose our jobs. All our funding will be dried up. They're going to defund every single moment of our police force because this is her husband. Oh, my God. The two misdemeanor charges are driving under the influence and driving with a blood alcohol content of 0.08 or higher. He is believed to have been released after posting $5,000 bail. $5,000 is what he was carrying in his wallet. $5,000 is what he keeps in his shoe. $5,000, that is meaningless. That was meaningless. This man was drunk, allegedly. He could have killed somebody, and they let him out on $5,000. But that's the fun story you want on Memorial Day weekend. That is the story that talk show hosts dream of, coast to coast. Every talk show host that only comes to work on Monday or Tuesday as they're listening to this show, they're going, damn, how come Sterling gets this story? Why does Sterling get the story and I'm not there to get this story? Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a freebie. You're a talk show host. You want to run this story by your listeners right now? Go ahead. Call me. I'll put you on the air. Here's your number, 888-688-WALT. If you're aching to run with this story right now, you can do it. 888-688-WALT. But not one talk show host listening to me now will have the guts to do it. Meanwhile, these are the same talk show hosts who for years begged me for jobs. Begged me for jobs. Let's see what they do. 888-688-WALT. But I have a much better topic for you to call in with. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 14 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. My feet deserve an orgasm. And the way I get it is from My Slipper. Right now, my friends at My Slippers are having a huge blowout sale, their biggest one of the year. You can save $90 on a My Slipper slipper, a My Pillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom-made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish. Come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers. Sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98. $49.98. The My Slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you're like me, and you must be, you want to own your own business, this is Social Indoor. Please go to SocialIndoor.com. SocialIndoor.com is a franchise opportunity that gives you an exclusive territory. And within that territory, you get to sell advertising and messaging that goes on computer screens located in premium restrooms in premium locations. Person comes into the restroom, there's the computer screen. It's beautiful, it's great, and it's maintained by Social Indoor. What you do is you sell the advertising on the screen, and you get the money. Please go to their website, socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering. That can only be made by a proper prospectus. But get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. I know you've been wanting to do this through the whole pandemic. Finally, you get to own your own business.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we're going to answer some important questions. What's that pantsless guy doing at the patio bar in the Mexican restaurant? What's that creepy old man in the Speedo doing at the beach? And what happens when your trucker smokes too much meth while he's driving through a grocery store parking lot? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania, welcome to the most fun, most interesting, most unique radio show in America. Welcome. Happy Memorial Day. Dennis.
Yes, Walt.
How are you?
Great.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right. What's going on, buddy?
I figured out what the police department was doing with Mr. Pelosi for several hours. They were
Stop. It's my show. Recap, for about 6 hours, Nancy Pelosi's husband was arrested, and he wasn't put into jail for about 6 hours after being arrested on a DUI. And I'm like, what the hell was he doing? What the hell was going on there? Now, what's your theory, buddy?
Well, I think they were calling the mayor. They were calling the district attorney, trying to wake them up. And Mr. Pelosi was yelling and screaming about all of his lawyers he's going to call. And that's probably what took them 6 hours. Cause they were, like you said, the cops were all nervous. But, you know, like I said, calling the judges and whatnot and trying to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Can you imagine being a Napa Valley police officer? Now, Napa Valley is a sparsely populated, very wealthy county north of San Francisco. Can you imagine pulling a big whale like Nancy Pelosi's husband for a DUI? You pull him over and you look, I'm sure he had one of the big four-door sedan Mercedes. I'll bet she had one of those Mercedes. And they pull him over. And they look at him and go, oh, my God. And he was over the legal limit, allegedly. They had no choice. They had to ticket him. They would have been happy to let him go, but they had no choice. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it was a terrible moment for the police officers and a pretty bad day for him. Now, listen, what are you going to do with that barbecue tomorrow?
I only have 2 beers, some grilled chicken, and I could do my own ribs later during the week. So,
where do you get the chicken?
Well, just, you know, the supermarket chicken. You know, the boneless breast, cut it up.
Yeah. Do you have a secret marinade?
My buddy's wife's going to be cooking, so she likes doing it with. It's like a salad dressing that she puts the rosemary in it and some other spices. It comes out really good.
I really appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You see, that's the best thing. If I had a buddy who had a wife who would cook for us, that would be a great day for me. But that never happens to me. That's never my life. My life goes like, I swear to God, this is what happens. My life goes like this. If we invite people over, at no time does anyone's wife say, oh, I'll cook. At no time does any relative of mine say, oh, hey, no, Walter, you sit down and rest those flat feet of yours with the accessory navicular that cause you endless pain. You just sit down. We'll take care of you. This has never happened to me. This has never happened to me. No one has ever said to me in my life, you sit down on the comfy lounge chair How do you like your chicken? Do you want us to leave the skin on? Do you want extra barbecue sauce? What can we do for you on the Memorial Day weekend, Mr. Sterling, to make this a great holiday for you? This has never happened to me, which leads me to a spectacular story about my sister-in-law. I have a sister-in-law story that will top every story you've ever heard about her. I couldn't even believe it. Yesterday, when my daughter looked across the abyss at me and told me this particular fact, I looked at her and I said, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. And they all looked at me and said, oh, you have a show now. I said, oh, I have thousands of shows. I have thousands of shows. Oh, my God. Here's my phone number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. But I thought we'd clear it up with some actual news, with the fact that Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, the chairman of a country club admissions committee, Paul Pelosi, will decide whether or not you will come into the country club now or not, or you'll have to get put on the waiting list. Will you have to be put on the waiting list? You'll have to wait 14 years to get into this country club. And what is the benefit of being in the country club? Oh, you get to spend $58,000 in an admission fee. You get to spend $25,000 in green fees. You get to spend $25,000 for pool fees. Oh, it is, though, that is the scam. And there you have Paul Pelosi, a man who is used to excessive taxation at the country club, waiting to excessively tax you, but you don't have that money. You don't have it. I can't believe they picked him up. And what they're going to do, they held him for almost 6 hours between the arrest and throwing him in jail, because they had to call every single person with a uniform and a really good tie in the county of Napa, all of them, to determine what to do with Nancy Pelosi's husband. Now, remember the famous tableau of Nancy Pelosi in front of her $24,000 refrigerator, eating $12 ice cream, telling us this is how you get through the pandemic? That was my favorite shot. Here's Nancy eating $12 ice cream in front of a $24,000 refrigerator, the double-door refrigerator where you and I could live in it. We'd be happy to live in it. And there's her husband, Paul, with his Tweety jackets from Brooks Brothers. No, it has to be better than that. From Paul Stewart. From Paul Stewart. And there he is, arrested. I don't wish that on anyone. He's going to have a lousy time of things. But, man, the hypocrisy some people manage to generate with very little effort. Coming up tonight, I have for you a great episode of The Usual Edition. I have a spectacular episode of the Drive-Thru Brew and Florida Stories. We have 1, 2, 3 episodes of Florida Stories, because what's better at this time of year than Florida Stories? Because where does all the craziness happen? In Florida. And who covers it better than me? Nobody. This is a live radio show from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night. Why am I not on every night? I don't know. You'll have to call the people who run this station and run them down and demand an answer. Demand an answer. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Now, my next theory is that Alex in Medea, Pennsylvania, would like to share information with you. Hello, Alex. Hi.
I heard somebody else mispronounce media recently. They said on some other station, Medea. That's funny, isn't it?
I'm laughing.
Hey, listen, here's my take on this brain teaser, why they kept him in there that long.
Yes.
They have to wait for his blood alcohol level to drop. They can't let the guy out drunk.
That's a really good point. I can't believe I mispronounced it. Now, listen. Alex, where do you get pizza?
Swarthmore Pizza on Chester Road in Springfield.
That's the important information that we need. Do you think they're open today and tomorrow?
They don't say no pizzeria is open past 10, especially this weekend. But I'm going to tell you, it's the only pizza I don't get heartburn from.
That's pretty valuable. Do you like the show? Are you enjoying the big show?
No, I do. I really do. I really have grown to love this show. This is quite an interesting thing that you got going here. Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Is this bartered?
What does that mean?
Do you pay for your time and then you can sell to advertisers to make the salary?
That is a very good and insulting question. Absolutely not.
Well, a lot of guys this late at night, they do buy their own time. I know that's, you know, like Bob Pantano's done that for years. So
I don't know what that is. Is that a bridge? I don't know what that is. Listen to me. I wouldn't do it that way. I couldn't do it that way. I have three small children. I get paid. And you know why I get paid?
You should. You're a talented man. Obviously, you've got a very colorful background. Keep doing what you're doing. You got a big listenership out here.
No, you're a very kind man. No. It's not a bartered show. I understand those economics. I have no interest in those economics, but you're a good guy. Thanks very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. It's 29 past the hour. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I have a brand new theory about the health of Vladimir Putin. Again, this is not a political conversation. It has more to do with conspiracies. And I know you like to indulge in conspiracy theories. And that's what we're going to do coming up in seconds, because I have a theory about Vladimir Putin's health that I have not heard openly expressed on American radio. And I don't know why I haven't heard it openly expressed on American radio, but I think we need to do that. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. The name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
Actresses and their leaked nudes. It's a problem. And many of our best actresses all of a sudden find their nudie pics all over the internet. And there's one terrible thing about that. They're not making any money off of it. Carmen Electra, discovered by the late great Prince, is doing something about it. She's putting her nudes up on OnlyFans so she can profit off of her birthday suit pics. Expect this entrepreneur to really be raking it in and inspiring some of America's greatest actresses, perhaps Meryl Streep, perhaps Helen Mirren, to put their nudes up on OnlyFans as well. From the Champagne Room, it's Strippers on the Loose. I'm Vila Hool for Sterling at Night.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the Usual Edition from Public Radio. Today, we celebrate our sister program, 2B. All of the material that is too obscure or poorly written for this show goes to 2B. And now, the host of 2B, Franklin.
Rachel, on 2B, we find material that will win awards, but is of interest to no one. Our first story is from Iceland.
Being black in Iceland, what exactly is that like? We have, you know, a couple of different experiences, some challenges, good things.
Yeah.
So let's start off with, which could be good and bad, you know, Icelandic curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Getting stared at by people.
Yeah.
How has that been for you?
For me, I think at the start, it happened more, maybe along my street, like it was happening a lot. And I was just like, why are they staring at me? I actually forgot I was black.
That was nice.
Now we seek a more obscure culture, Ivy Leaguers in Mississippi.
There just isn't information out there easily available to you about what top scorers and top students like you can really think about seriously about college. How did you come to realize that you had a real shot at schools like Harvard and Yale?
Well, for me, I kind of count myself as sort of unusual when it comes to thinking about colleges. It actually goes back to preschool.
Will the Ivy culture thrive in Mississippi? Only time will tell. Now music for Messy Desk, performed by our trio of Sterling on Sunday stars, sitting on Stacy Hyman Hansen. Just know that I want you back.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Persistent morning May gray, or should I say June gloom, with low clouds along the oceans of Southern California and the beaches. Otherwise, sunny and warm and windy. The winds have caused quite a problem with blowing dust and sand in the southwestern deserts. I'm thinking of our trucker friends and motorists out for Memorial Day. It's better to pull over and wait out a dust storm than trying to drive through it. Temperatures have been a tad cooler in Las Vegas and Sacramento, near normal now in the 80s to lower 90s, but winds have been gusting to 25, 35 miles per hour in spots, thanks to an upper-level storm system in the northern Rockies, which will also bring heavy snow to parts of the mountains in southwest Montana. Enjoy the holiday and remember our veteran. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
I like this particular conspiracy theory. Do you remember the Star Trek episode that, you know, aired like 100 years ago? The Star Trek episode where a Federation officer landed on a planet, started to organize a society, started to organize the culture, and became in charge. And in order to make it work, he needed to wear a uniform. And then he dressed up in a uniform and address the population of this culture on a regular basis. But in order for it to work, in order for him to pull it off, he had to be like drugged up. He was like major drugged up. And finally, members of the Enterprise like Spock and Kirk and Bones, they show up on the planet and they track down where this guy was, this Federation officer. And he was doing his broadcast from a booth where he was drugged up. They see him, they sit him down, they say, what happened here, Mr. Conway, Mr. Officer Conway, what happened? What happened to you? You know, the only way I could suppress the insurgents, suppress the rebellion is I had to do this and this and this. And he lost control of the planet, and he had to turn it into a dictatorship. And he was wearing like it was a really cheesy uniform, like a South American dictatorship uniform. That's how he controlled the population. Well, my theory is this. My theory is that Vladimir Putin may be incapacitated, and that what we're seeing is an imposter. He's been sick for like 8 years. The reports of him being sick are like for 8 years. And let me share with you some of the reports that they've been getting out of Russia. You ready? Vladimir Putin said may be using body doubles to hide his ill health, British intelligence bosses have reportedly claimed. Amid ongoing rumors about possible illnesses, M16 officers have apparently claimed that the Russian president may not even have attended recent events, including the Moscow Victory Day parade. The Kremlin insists Putin is in good health, despite persistent suggestions to the contrary. Many of his TV interviews, had to rub my eye, many of his TV interviews and addresses could have also been pre-recorded, one intelligence source told the Daily Star. Putin is very ill. When he dies, his death will be kept secret for weeks, if not months. I say he's very ill. He's been very ill for a long time. They're using imposters and body doubles. Every time we see him, he looks like a Halloween costume, doesn't he? he looks like he's already passed away. I'm not saying he has. Don't quote me. I'm just saying that's a distinct possibility. It makes sense based on all of the lack of data that we have. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And let's clear this up. Here's Lance in South Jersey. You want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's husband? Hi.
Hi, good evening. Well, always a pleasure to listen to you, especially on a Sunday night.
It is. It's exciting to listen to me because I'm only on Sunday nights.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. A closed mouth gathers no feet, and I think Mr. Pelosi kept his mouth shut because there was nobody there to – you can't drive a car once you get pulled over on a DWI. Somebody has to come and take responsibility of you, and also unless the car is impounded. Now, I'm from the state of New Jersey, so no matter what county you go through or what municipality, someone's going to sort of like muffle it until, especially if you're a big wahoo like he is. So I don't know. If he was in the jail in New Jersey, I'd give him a Taylor pork roll sandwich and tell him to clam up.
Well, it's a very good point, because if he was offered Taylor pork roll anywhere in America, he'd be very hesitant. He'd be very hesitant to leave that jail because he knows he's not going to get a better meal. He's never going to get a better meal than a Taylor pork roll. Now, Lance, how do you feel about my theory about Vladimir Putin?
I think it's got connecting the dots. It's realistic. It's cohesive, has continuity and clarity. Because I'll tell you, I've seen pictures of him meeting other on that like gigantic table, like it's a shuffleboard table on the boardwalk. Remember that long table he sits down with and Trudeau's at the other end?
Every time I see him at that table, I'm like, why are these two little men at this giant table in an enormous room, a big enough for a tennis court?
I'm telling you.
Hey, Lance, you're a good guy. Thanks very much for listening to my giant radio show. I appreciate it. My number is 888-688-WALT. You know what time it is? Sterling on Sunday. My feet deserve an orgasm. And the way I get it is from My Slipper. Right now, my friends at My Slippers are having a huge blowout sale, their biggest one of the year. You can save $90 on a My Slipper slipper, a My Pillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish, come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers, sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98. The My Slippers indicated that she was someplace else. Giving a speech or something else, but you're suggesting a Chappaquiddick situation.
Possibly. I don't think he'd be alone in the car. Maybe he was, having a little event that evening and was, knew he was a little free because somebody was elsewhere, and he was drinking. I mean, the man to be doing that because of who he is and who he's even married to do something like that, I guess, I don't know if he, I mean, I'm in my 70s. And at this point, I'm still, I have my wits about me. I know what's right and what's wrong. And to drink and drive and be on the road and the possibility of getting stopped.
Let me, first of all, if I was drinking and I had his money, I'd have a driver. But here's the story.
Right.
Paul Pelosi, 82, was booked in Napa County late Saturday night for a DUI. His bond was set at $5,000 for driving under the influence and driving with a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 or higher. It's unclear if Nancy, also 82, was with him at the time. How could that be unclear? She gave a speech.
You don't write unclear. It's either yes or no. Because when the police officer makes his report, it's either black or white. There's no in between. There's no, oh, I didn't see her. She was in the trunk, you know, anything. But the fact of the matter is that report and any report being given is going to be very legal. What his blood alcohol was, what his bond was, the time and his name and so on, because they must report that. And right. I don't think anybody was going to give him a pass because if, God forbid, he went down the road 10 miles and killed somebody into a serious accident,
so
then
it, says,
it would be followed up.
You're right. And thank you for the call. Thank you very much for the call, Laura. It happened at 11:44 p.m. He was booked in Napa County Jail at 4:13 a.m. So he was arrested by the California Highway Patrol at 11:44 p.m., and he was booked in Napa County Jail at 4:13 a.m. It's quite a story. Quite a story. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk about my other big theory, which is about Vladimir Putin and the fact that there are a lot of indicators, just a theory, don't get all worked up, just a theory that there may be an imposter out there. There may be somebody wearing a Halloween costume pretending to be him. There are a lot. He's been sick for 8 years. He's not a young kid. He's been sick for 8 years, and every time you and I see him, he's not moving. How is that? He's not moving. And then I have a big question for you. Here's the question. Think about the most American thing you have seen this weekend. What is the most American thing you have seen this weekend? And I'll bet you it can't top the most American thing I've seen this weekend. The most American thing I've seen this weekend is crazy time. It's absolutely crazy. Plus, I have another Florida story for you, and I know you love the Florida stories. I know you love the Florida stories. Here's my phone number. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I have an email. I answer every email I get. The email is WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. And we have the greatest radio station, radio program website in America. It's Walter Sterling Show. Isn't that beautiful? Walter Sterling Show. You'll find out about Florida stories, how to reach me, everything you've ever wondered about this show. And how to advertise on the show. My gosh, Mike Doucette should not be sitting there alone. Why is he sitting there alone? Completely unnecessary. You'll learn how to advertise on the show. Walter Sterling Show. That's what you got to do.
The world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The forecast for the unofficial beginning of summer, Memorial Day, is in fact very summery for the Northeast and much of the eastern half of the nation. Temperatures approaching 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies, and Tuesday, June 1st, will be even warmer with temperatures nearly 95 degrees in spots with plenty of humidity as well. Now, if you're tempted to take an ocean dip into the Atlantic, be careful. because water temperatures are quite chilly, only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. The Florida Peninsula, well, the waters there are warmer, but they may see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the main threat of severe thunderstorms runs from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul through the Des Moines, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, into Wichita, Kansas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on Florida Stories, we're going to answer some important questions. What's that pantsless guy doing at the patio bar in the Mexican restaurant? What's that creepy old man in the Speedo doing at the beach? And what happens when your trucker smokes too much meth while he's driving through a grocery store parking lot? For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
Linda, near Albany, New York. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. I always look forward to Sunday night listening to you.
Thank you. I look forward to listening to you.
Well, thank you. Nancy is third in line to the presidency. I can't believe that there wouldn't have been a Secret Service person available to drive him around if he felt like bar hopping.
But he's not third in line for president.
But aren't the families protected?
I don't know how far the... I don't know how far that goes. I don't know if it goes to the Speaker of the House. I really don't, but it's something worth exploring. Now, I have something more important to discuss with you in near Albany, New York. Paul Vanderhaven's radio station is what you're listening to us on, and I am very grateful to you for that because Paul is a great, great broadcaster and a great man. But where do you get your pizza?
Well, there are several places that I try to patronize to help in our local community.
And where do you get your Chinese food?
I haven't been having any of that lately.
And how's your health overall? Because you seem to be missing key dietary ingredients such as pizza and Chinese food.
Well, I think I make up for it with the more pizza.
Got it. I am so glad, Linda, that you called us because this is the hardest night of a holiday weekend. The Sunday night of a 3-day weekend is the toughest night for people who live alone. Do you live alone?
Yes. Yep. A lot of family members are deceased at this point.
It's a tough night, isn't it?
Yes, but one has to be grateful for the years that you did have family that you did a lot with on holidays.
Yeah, because I have no gratitude for my family. I find them incredibly annoying, Linda. Everything they say and do is incredibly annoying, and I will share some of those stories with you at 11:30 in 30 minutes. Thank you very much for the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. What is the most American thing you have seen this weekend? I saw something today where I went, only in America. This would only happen in America. It would take a remarkable confluence of events and enterprise and manufacturing know-how and marketing to even come up with this idea, much less to actually go through with it. Now, for a long time, I have been obsessed with the Carvana vending machine, the Carvana automobile vending machine. You know what that is. That is a life-size vending machine that you put giant coins in and real automobiles spin around in it and they come out. Now, somebody had to sit in a board meeting and say, you know what we need? You know what we need, guys? We need to sell our automobiles in a giant vending machine. That's what we got to do. And it needs to be green and light up the night sky. Yeah, that's what it is. And they'll love it when they put in their real coins. And then it spins around and the car comes out. Everybody will love it. I have tried for 6 months to find the name of the person who invented it. Somebody invented it, but nobody's stepping forward and claiming it. I'd like to know who invented the Carvana vending machine. They are not an advertiser. I wish they are not an advertiser. I'd be happy to put them on the air. I'd be happy to interview the genius who came up with this, but no one's stepping forward to claim I invented the Carvana vending machine. I've never read an article about the person who invented the Carvana vending machine. I can't find out who invented the Carvana. Wouldn't you like to talk to that person? Who thought it would be a good idea to put a 10-story piece of plastic in the middle of nowhere and put automobiles in it? You come up to it, put a coin in it, and a car comes out. Wouldn't you like to talk to that person? That person's crazy. Because in order to do that, they had to convince a board of directors at Carvana. They had to convince local zoning boards to do it. They had to get a design team to put it together. And they had to make sure the darn thing didn't fall over in a hurricane. That's quite a trick. I want to talk to the person who invented the Carvana vending machine, because in Spain, they don't have car vending machines. On the southern coast of France, in Monaco, you look up at the skyline from Monaco, they do not have a car vending machine. This is an American thing. What has struck you lately where you go, oh my God, only in America would we have something like this? But that's not what I want to talk to you about. I saw something this weekend that's even more American than the Carvana vending machine, since we are celebrating a uniquely American holiday. I'll share that with you coming up in just seconds. My name is Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling, and through the pandemic, you promised yourself, when this is over, I'm going to own my own business. I am not going back to an office. I'm not going to be a slave to the man. I'm going to run my own business. And then you started thinking, oh, but what about accounting? And what about inventory? And oh my gosh, problem solved. You want to hook up with a very successful company called Social Indoor. It's a franchise. And you can buy into the franchise by going to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com. Well, what is it? Social Indoor is a company that installs beautiful computer screens in the fanciest public restrooms in your neighborhood. Then you go out and sell advertising that gets placed into these computer screens. People walk into the bathroom, no distractions. They're looking at this incredible computer screen, and they understand what the advertising message is in a way that they can't anyplace else. Get all the information. Find out about it. Social Indoor. Finally, you can own your own business. This is not a formal offering, which can only be made by a prospectus. Find out about that at socialindoor.com. Use my name, Walter. You can save $90 on a MyPillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish. Come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers. Sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be, because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98. $49.98.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of South Park.
Yeah! Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah! Ooh, boy, is this a party or what?
KFBK now. Everybody's very excited about the giant radio stations that have joined Sterling on Sunday. It's 18 past the hour, 18 past the hour. Now, look what I've got for you. This is the best deal ever. A Toms River, New Jersey family was trapped in Aruba because they need help getting their son with autism back home. This kid is the smartest kid who ever lived. Get this. This kid, let me get the age right because that's part of the story. 15-year-old son. Their 15-year-old son. They get on a plane from Toms River, New Jersey. They get on the plane at Newark Airport. They fly to Aruba, which is a pretty good flight, off the coast of South America. They get there, and the son goes, yeah, I'm having a good time. I'm not coming back. What do you mean you're not coming back? And he's autistic. And he makes up, I apologize. He announces he has all sorts of conditions that make it impossible for him to get back on the plane. He's phobic about the size of the plane, the seat, the bathrooms. Everything is frightening him. Now, autism is a real deal, and it's terrifying. But I think this kid at his age said, well, wait a minute. If I keep telling my parents that I'm afraid to get on the plane and I'm afraid to leave, we might get to sit on the beach, the topless beaches, for a couple more weeks. We might get to sit here for a couple more months. Wouldn't that be a great service for me to provide my family? Imagine if a special need kid finally figures it out, that the whole world will stop and accommodate him. Now, I'm not saying that this is a bad thing. I'm saying this is an admirable thing. I'm saying if a special needs kid goes, wait a minute, I can use this to my advantage. Like, why not? Why shouldn't he do it? That's a smart kid. It's an admirable kid. A flight attendant said he could stay in the bathroom the whole time. He just needed to be seated during takeoff and landing. We tried to hold him in place in his seat. He overpowered us. It got to the point where the captain said, listen, you guys are going to have to get off the plane. We understand the safety aspect of it. We just didn't realize how hard it would be to get home. He's got it in his head that he's absolutely not getting on another plane. There's no way he's going to sit for it. Well, that's a pretty smart kid. Everybody's like, oh, it's terrible. He won't go home. No. I'm like, he's my hero. This is a really smart guy. How did this wind up? The mom said the family and friends chipped in enough money to help her cover the $33,000 cost of the flight, but the company, which she declined to name, backed out on Monday due to safety concerns. The mom has two other children, young kids. They're scheduled to fly home commercially with her boyfriend Tuesday so they can get back to school. He's a beautiful boy. He just needs to be home. Brilliant. I mean, he's brilliant. I congratulate him. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Now, the horrible story continues to be in Ukraine, right? And we've had people who live in Ukraine, actual citizens of Ukraine, on the show, not press people, not official spokespeople, but people who live there. We talked to a banker, a man who lives there, about the fact that he's trying to get out of there, but he can't because his parents are handicapped, and he's responsible for their health and well-being. And now, a Russian, let me share this with you. A Russian forces press their offensive. As Russian forces press their offensive to take the eastern Ukrainian cities, civilians who have managed to flee say intensified shelling over the past week left them unable to even venture out from their basement and their bomb shelters. So now it's at that point where they're not going anywhere. I don't know what Russia, I'm not going to go through it. I don't know what Russia thinks they're achieving at this point, because let's say they get all the cities in the country. What are they going to get? They're going to get bombed out shells of all these beautiful buildings, bombed out shells of all these apartment buildings. They're going to have nothing. It's a complete mystery to me, which leads me back to my original premise, which is that Vladimir Putin is an imposter. That Vladimir Putin right now is a guy in a costume, a Halloween costume that looks like Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is too sick. Because every time we see him, he's at a giant ping pong table talking to another person. That's it. There's no one else in the room. Isn't that weird that the prime minister, the president of Russia, is in a room alone with another person? Our presidents are never in a room alone. There's always Secret Service people with them. But there he is, a paranoid man sitting alone in a room. It makes very little sense. It makes no sense. Therefore, in my opinion, he has passed away, or he's too sick to function. And it'll be weeks after he's passed away that they're going to announce it, because, gee, Russia is different than us. We're always in a rush to announce when there's trouble. There you're not going to know nothing that goes on there. Now I'm going to tell you the weirdest story I read. There are two newspapers I read that it seems no other talk show hosts do. One of them is the Siberia News, and the other is the Alaska News. The Siberia News is the coolest thing, because the big issue in Siberia, always been, ever since I started reading it, is the melting permafrost. And it has nothing to do with global warming. It's just, this is the way it works. Years ago, and I mean years ago, the green layer in Siberia, what's buzzing? What's buzzing? Oh, the green layer in Siberia went off of the permafrost. The permafrost had been there for millions of years. And, sorry, every time I get over there, it buzzes. I mean, this is some installation we got here. Now, get this. Once the permafrost started thawing, a mouth to hell appears in Siberia, and nothing can be done to slow its growth. A mouth to hell has opened in Siberia, in Russia, according to local villagers who fear the ever-growing site is connected to the supernatural and must be watched closely. Villagers in Russia are warning that a mouth to hell has opened. Residents in Batagay, in Russia spotted the gigantic opening in the earth, which some believe is a passage to the underworld. Reports tell that the sinking mass is continuing to grow and affect the landscape. Pictures of this area of the crater show a huge mass of earth sinking and appearing to pull in everything around it. The cause of the crater is melting permafrost. Why am I having this problem? Excuse me. Let's enjoy broadcasting together. There. That is so weird. I'm going to throw my phone. There. And now, if you go to News of Siberia, if you go and look for a picture of News of Siberia, you will see something that's scarier than heck. It's not just a fissure in the earth. It is the spookiest looking fissure in the earth I have ever seen. It looks like a gate to hell, and it's huge, and it keeps growing. And therefore, the people of the villages are like, we're not getting anywhere near that. They have sent geologists in, and the geologists have not found a gate. The geologists have not seen a way to get into this fissure. But it is miles and miles long, where there used to be nice little farms, nice little greenery. No, this is spooky looking. And they can't stop it. There's nothing they can do to stop it. The crater has not stabilized and continues to grow. More mouths to hell could soon appear around the world due to the impact of global warming. Well, that's crap. Ice and soil started to melt, and this caused the ground to compact, slump, and subside. Imagine, you know, you look out your window, and it's not a sinkhole. It's much more frightening and has much more character than that. It looks like it's like this animal shaped out of the earth. Take a look at this. All right, what do you want to do now? My name is Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. What other show has given you the mouth to hell, theories about Vladimir Putin's health? No other show has. And a way to talk to the entire country. You know, when you call in, don't say, thank you for taking my call. Don't say that to any host. It's their job to take your call. It's my job to take your call. I'm happy to take your call. That's why I'm here. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. That's what we do. That's how we have a good time. This is the best time possible. You're driving an 18-wheeler, I want to hear from you. I want to know, how are things at the Love truck stops? And would somebody please explain to me, how does that shower work? And why does it say, professional drivers are welcome to use our showers? Well, does that mean I'm not welcome to use your showers? I can't use your showers? I think that's the case. And I think that's a level of discrimination that I don't want to know anything about. I have a lot for you tonight, and that includes the Memorial Day events in Anchorage, Alaska. That's coming up tonight on Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. And then, oh, I have to tell you about this deal.
Doesn't fit in.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Persistent morning May gray, or should I say June gloom, with low clouds along the oceans of Southern California and the beaches. Otherwise, sunny and warm and windy. The winds have caused quite a problem with blowing dust and sand in the southwestern deserts. I'm thinking of our trucker friends and motorists out for Memorial Day. It's better to pull over and wait out a dust storm than trying to drive through it. Temperatures have been a tad cooler in Las Vegas and Sacramento, near normal now in the 80s to lower 90s, but winds have been gusting to 25, 35 miles per hour in spots, thanks to an upper-level storm system in the northern Rockies, which will also bring heavy snow to parts of the mountains in southwest Montana. Enjoy the holiday and remember our veteran. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. All right, our first Florida story is in Broward County, but we got to go back to 2007 when a young boy went missing in Florida, and the cops went through their normal procedures and had no luck, but the family didn't quit, so they raised some money, and they hired a firm to go out and search some of the bodies of water, and eventually they found the car that their loved one had, he probably fell asleep at the wheel or something. He had driven into a body of water, and they finally recovered his body. And the family didn't want to stop there. They, you know, there's other families that are going through the same thing. And so they started a foundation, a charity. And the aunt of the guy that they found has been running the charity for the last 15 years.
Our organization works usually cold cases or with families that have missing family members that are missing and their vehicles are missing.
And so what they do is they just take up cold cases, they raise some money, they continue the investigation. And in Broward County, their investigation had led them to another body of water where they had the search team come out and where they think the person they're looking for had gone into the lake. They do a search and sure enough, they find a car. But the car doesn't look exactly like the one that they're expecting, but I mean, what are the odds? So on the way back to the dock, they actually ping another car. And then they say, hang on a second, how many cars are in this lake? Well, so far they found 13. They pulled 5 of them out already. They're going to continue getting the other 8 cars. And they're not pulling out junkers either. This isn't like a Ford Fiesta. They're showing one on the news here that it was a Bentley that's worth about half as much as your house is. This is Local10.com on the report.
Right behind me, check it out. This is the very first car that they just pulled out of this lake a short time ago. This is an older model Bentley that did not have any tags. This is just the first of many submerged vehicles that they hope to pull out of here over the next 3 days.
So we don't know if maybe this one lake right outside of Deerfield Beach was a dumping ground for a mafia or other organized crime. We don't know if it's just a coincidence or maybe that's what all lakes are like in Florida. You start searching them, you're going to be pinging all kinds of cars. To be continued. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Did you hear that? There are now Florida Stories as a podcast. You can access them whenever you want. Very proud to have over 100 Florida Stories as part of the great assets of Sterling on Sunday. Do you know how I met James Parker? This was great. I was in the parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts in Parma, Ohio. Now just sit a moment, let that sink in. I'm in a parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts in Parma, Ohio at dusk. And I get a call from somebody I do not know. It's James. I say hello because I answer the phone. I answer my phone. And he starts telling me what's wrong with my show. Now, that could have gone on for months. Months we could have talked. Instead, he summed it up and he said, you know, you really should have this feature or this feature. Or you could have a feature about Florida Stories. And I said, that one I like. Why don't you do the feature about Florida Stories? All right, I will. How often do you want it? I said, every week. Why don't you do it every week? And that's how we met. And 142 episodes later, that's how many Florida Stories I've had the privilege of sharing with you. Isn't that cool? He's a terrific contributor, and he's a really good guy. And I look forward to seeing him on June 10th at the prestigious Talkers Conference at Hofstra University. Now, let me tell you about this. You got to listen to me about this. No, first let me tell you about this other thing. There are certain things that are uniquely American, only American, that do not exist in Spain, only exist here. And one of them is what I'm about to tell you. At Kentucky Fried Chicken right now, if you go through the drive-thru, and they say to you, what do you want to drink? You say, I'd like to have a bag of Coke. I'd like to have a bag of Pepsi. They say, sure, no problem. And they hand you a plastic bag with a screw on top. And it's a bag of Pepsi in a bag. All the ingredients are printed on it. I think there are like two different ways you can drink out of it. It's a bag of Pepsi. That's their distribution means for their soda that they sell. And I'm looking at this bag of Pepsi from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I'm thinking, would there be any place else in America, any place else in the world that would sell me soda in a plastic bag? Would South Korea sell it to me this way? That was my first thought. This might be something South Korea would do. And then I thought about it again. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Do you think so? I don't think so. What have you seen lately that is totally American, that's as American as a bag of soda, that only would happen here? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT on Memorial Day weekend. This is Sterling on Sunday, live. My feet deserve an orgasm. And the way I get it is from My Slipper. Right now, my friends at My Slippers are having a huge blowout sale, their biggest one of the year. You can save $90 on a My Slipper slipper, a My Pillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish, come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers. Sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we go to the Miami area where a 32-year-old guy meets a young lady on Reddit, and she lives in England. Problem is, she's just a little too young. She's like 16 years old, and for the last few months, he's been sending her dirty pictures and videos and talking her into sending him dirty pictures and videos. And the girl accidentally sends one of her nudes to her mom. And she's like, well, what's going on? So mom checks her phone. Sure enough, she sees that she's been talking to a 32-year-old dude. And they haven't met up or anything. But the cops go find him at his apartment in the Miami area, arrest him, take away his phone, charge him with a nice little list of crimes. But here's the Florida kicker. He's a teacher. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, I mean, this isn't much of a story. It's just a fun little piece of audio here. We have the Lee County, Florida Sheriff's message to anyone who thinks about shooting up a school in his jurisdiction. We are going to kill you.
Present deadly physical force of one of our schools. We're not waiting 1 second. We are going to kill you because you can't kill evil enough.
Now, that reminds me of another sheriff. The Polk County, Florida sheriff had a similar message where he threatens to put a bullet through the head of anyone who tries to shoot up one of his schools.
Now, if you have trouble understanding that, let me give it to you in Polk County vernacular. This is the last thing you'll see before we put a bullet through your head if you're trying to hurt our children. We're going to shoot you graveyard dead.
And on top of that, I found in Tombstone County, Florida, Sheriff Wyatt Earp had a similar message.
Tell all the other curs the lie coming. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to Stewart, Florida, where at Martin County High School, I don't know if this guy just has a really bad sense of humor. Maybe he's not keeping up with the news or just really bad timing here. He's in trouble because he got on the school bus this week wearing a full Scream outfit. You know, like from the movie Scream, the big droopy face mask.
He showed up on the school bus this morning wearing a costume from the movie Scream with what looked like a weapon. According to the sheriff's office, the student had a fake knife in that mask. He apparently thought people would find the costume funny.
The student told deputies after he got taken into custody, basically, he thought it would be funny. He didn't violate any criminal statutes, but it's against school district policy, so I think he could get, like, detention or whatever. But it's not really that funny of a joke, but I think this is a bit of an overreaction. But we need to get this settled in case you show up in Florida in your Jason from Friday the 13th or maybe your Freddy Krueger costume and someone tries to arrest you because they think you're actually a murderer. Just trying to help you out. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The most American thing that you have seen in a very long time, the most American thing I've seen in a very long time, is a Kentucky Fried Chicken. You ask for a soda, and they give it to you in a plastic bag. Greg, listening on KFBK, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Oh, he's gone. Greg, you ran off to get a soda, listening to Bill White's radio station. So sad. 888-688-WALT. Now, let me tell you about this one other thing before we go to the Midnight Misfits. Prince Albert, the Prince of Monaco, married Princess Charlene, and they have not been getting along. Princess Charlene of Monaco continued her return to public life yesterday. The royal attended the Formula One in Monte Carlo alongside her husband, Prince Albert. Body language expert Judy James said her smile showed no genuine happiness. Now, that's amazing because, you see, it was the first time that the pair was seen in public together since French media claimed she was receiving. I gotta build up to this. Have you ever been to Monaco? I hope you get to go. Before you die, I hope you get to go to Monaco. I want you to think of the most beautiful city you have ever seen, the most beautiful port. You ever watch that show on Bravo where the rich, where the Australian kids, the Australian high school dropouts work for a summer on a yacht below deck? The Australian high school dropouts are working on a yacht, huge yacht, right? And the people on the yacht pay like $400,000 for a week on the yacht. And they go around the Mediterranean. And they're catered to. Often they're in Monaco. That's what Monaco looks like. It's these insanely beautiful ports, unbelievable food, beautiful women, handsome guys. It's an incredible place. Hold that thought as I talk to Alfred in Lake Placid, Florida. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Alfred.
Hi. It's a real pleasure to get to talk to you.
It is.
You got quite an arsenal of ideas and suggestions about how you do things.
Thank you. How may I be of service to you?
Well, I was thinking about how when Pelosi went to Ukraine last week, that she may have been picking up, being on conspiracy theory, sort of, but may have been picking up her take on legislation to get them more money in Ukraine.
Thank you very much for the call, Alfred. I appreciate it. From Lake Placid, Florida, soon you will be a Florida story. Now, let me go back to this Monaco story. Monaco is, it's a one-square-mile municipality. It's a magnificent, what is it? It's not a municipality. It's a, well, it's a country. One-square-mile country. And you've never seen a place more beautiful. It is one of the wealthiest places in the world because it is this incredible casino and there's no income tax. To become a citizen of Monaco is quite a trick. It's the hardest thing to do because there's no income tax. You want to be a citizen of Monaco. Therefore, when Princess Charlene married the Prince of Monaco, you figured that she'd be easily one of the happiest women in the world. Well, she was not. In Monaco, she's alongside her husband, Prince Albert, for the first time without their children. Now, get this. It was the first time the pair were seen in public together since French media claimed that she is receiving £10 million a year to appear by her husband's side at public outings. Photographs taken at yesterday's occasion showed the former Olympian, she's an Olympian, she's gorgeous, 44, walking side by side Albert without holding hands while she warmly greeted drivers. Body language expert Judy James, who the hell walks around with a body language expert? Judy James told the Daily Mail that the mother of two's smile showed no genuine happiness. And she seemingly avoided forced tactile poses with Prince Albert, who is 64 years old. While she's used to being a regular at racing events, Charlene last attended the Grand Prix in 2019, where she received a kiss on the cheek from Lewis Hamilton. Charlene recently returned to Monaco following a 10-month absence in her native South Africa and was seen last month with her children and husband for the first time since November after spending time in a treatment facility for exhaustion. Exhaustion. Exhaustion from what? Having to be in the most beautiful place in the world? Having to eat lobster every single night? Listen, I'm sorry if she has some mental health issues, but they paid her allegedly £10 million to show up at these events. That is some life. Now, because she's married to Prince Albert, she's got all the money in the world already. I mean, all she had to do was show up. Did you hear what I said? £10 million. Now imagine if your wife, Charlene, Charlotte, Claire, said, listen, I'm not going to go to the Jersey Shore with you unless you pay me $1 million a visit. I'm not going to go to Miami with you unless you pay me $1 million a day. I'm not going to go to Long Beach with you unless you pay $500,000 an hour. She's held up Prince Albert for that kind of money just to appear. She does not appear to need to do anything else but show up. This is some deal. This is a scale of existence you and I can't even imagine. The most you and I have ever been able to pull off is to beg our wives to go to something we didn't want to go to by saying, okay, listen, I'll get new tires. I'll get new tires if you would just get in the car and let's go to the club. Have dinner with the Smiths and please be pleasant for half a show, half a dinner, and then we can go home. I'll get you new tires. Well, new tires isn't going to do it. All right, I'll get the car washed and new tires. That's the level of our negotiations. That's as far as we would go. This woman gets £10 million.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. The forecast for the unofficial beginning of summer, Memorial Day, is in fact very summery for the northeast and much of the eastern half of the nation. Temperatures approaching 90 degrees with mostly sunny skies, and Tuesday, June 1st, will be even warmer with temperatures nearly 95 degrees in spots with plenty of humidity as well. Now, if you're tempted to take an ocean dip into the Atlantic, be careful, because water temperatures are quite chilly, only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. The Florida Peninsula, well, the waters there are warmer, but they may see some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the main threat of severe thunderstorms runs from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul through the Des Moines, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, into Wichita, Kansas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our next Florida story, we're going to Cape Coral, Florida. The grocery store in Florida is Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's actually a pretty nice little grocery store. And one of the big diesels was pulling in to make a delivery in the back of a Publix. And it's not just a Publix. It's the anchor of a much larger strip mall. And he makes his turn a little too sharp. He hits an awning that is covering the back entrance of the Publix and then hits an unoccupied truck that's parked there. And for 200 yards, just pushes the awning off the building and the truck until it hits the wall at the back of the parking lot. And so cops are there almost immediately. and they talk to the driver, and they're like, what happened? Why did you hit the awning, and did you not see the truck? His response, I appreciate his honesty, but his response, I was smoking my meth pipe. All right, fine. He gets points for honesty, but I think you still have to go to jail. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to a Tampa suburb called Tarpon Springs, where there's a nice little beach there, and there's a beautiful 28-year-old girl sunning herself on a towel with her friends. And they look out in the shallow water as a 64-year-old guy in a Speedo. And I know there's nothing inherently wrong with Speedos, and there's nothing inherently wrong with old dudes, but old dudes and Speedos have a huge Venn diagram overlap with Florida stories, and this guy's no different. The 64-year-old Florida man whips it out, kind of waves it at the 28-year-old girl on the beach, and has a grin on his face, so she immediately turns him into authorities who go arrest him. He denies any wrongdoing, but if you have an instinct that is suspicious of old dudes in Speedos, your instinct is probably correct, especially in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida story, we're going to go across Tampa Bay to St. Petersburg, where there's a great little Mexican restaurant called the Red Mesa Cantina. Now, they had been closed for a few hours because this is 2:15 a.m. A 29-year-old Florida man jumps the fence. Now, he didn't know that he set off a silent alarm, but after he jumps the fence, he goes to the outdoor bar. They have one of those cool little patio setups with the string lights and everything. And when the cops show up, he hasn't stolen anything. He hasn't eaten any tortillas. He hasn't even gotten any tequila. But his pants are down around his ankles, and he's doing you-know-what with his you-know-what. The 29-year-old Florida man swears he has a right to be there. And so when the cops ask him to explain himself, why are you trespassing? He said, I was doing a chant and cleansing himself spiritually. Yes, officer, I wasn't whipping my mule in public. I was cleansing myself spiritually.
Wait, hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock. Follow me on Twitter at Florida Stories J. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
A couple years ago, I was in a taxi coming back from JFK Airport, going home at night. And I get in the taxi, and the guy was driving crazy. He was just driving crazy. And finally, I realized that he was smoking a pipe of some sort. And I, you know, this is New York City. To get a taxi license, you have to be a good driver. You have to have a specific license for taxis, and you have to have a permit for the taxi. And those cost like $100,000. Before Uber, those cost like $100,000. And he's nuts. And I'm like, this is dangerous. I don't want this man to be driving me anywhere. And finally, I said to him, are you driving? What are you smoking? He said, oh, I'm smoking a hash pipe. And then he says the magic words. He says, do you want some? I didn't say anything. I said, you know what I'd like you to do? I'd like you to go up this street. I forgot a package in this building. I'm going to tell you the building I want you to stop in front of, and I'm going to go into that building and pick up a package. And what I did was I told him to pull up in front of a police precinct. I knew where there was a police precinct because it was dangerous as hell for this guy to be driving with a hash pipe lit, smoking. I walk into the police precinct, and there's the sergeant. And I said to him, I'm being driven by a man who is smoking a hash pipe in his taxi cab. Would you like to meet him? And they go, oh, we'd love to meet him. Will you go to court? I said, oh, I'll be happy to go to court. And that was my first experience with New York City courts and taxis and hash pipes. My name is Walter Sterling. This is a 3-hour live radio show. There's nothing else live on this station. There's nothing else live on American radio at this time. It's just you and me at 13 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. My feet deserve an orgasm. And the way I get it is from My Slipper. Right now, my friends at My Slippers are having a huge blowout sale, their biggest one of the year. You can save $90. on a MyPillow slipper, a MyPillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish, come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers, sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98. $49.98. The My Slippers.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you're like me, and you must be, you want to own your own business. This is Social Indoor. Please go to socialindoor.com. Socialindoor.com is a franchise opportunity that gives you an exclusive territory. And within that territory, you get to sell advertising and messaging that goes on computer screens located in premium restrooms in premium locations. Person comes into the restroom, there's the computer screen. It's beautiful, it's great, and it's maintained by Social Indoor. What you do is you sell the advertising on the screen, and you get the money. Please go to their website, socialindoor.com. This is not a formal offering. That can only be made by a proper prospectus. But get the information. Go to socialindoor.com. I know you've been wanting to do this through the whole pandemic. Finally, you get to own your own business.
For a complete list of Talk Radio 1210 WPHT's contest rules, go to 1210WPHT.com/rules. Talk Radio 1210 wants you to know the Philly Pride Run is back for its sixth year, supporting and bringing together the LGBTQ+ community. Sign up for the 5K run, 1 mile fun run and walk, or the virtual run June 11th. Go to Philly Pride Run on Facebook. Local blood supplies are dangerously low. Now's the time to give blood. It's safe, quick, and a single donation can help save up to 3 lives. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcrossblood.org. And Philabundance is the region's largest hunger relief organization, serving more than 90,000 people a week, almost a third children. Philabundance.org.
Safety is PGW's top priority. If you smell gas, call PGW at 215-235-1212. Online, pgworks.com.
Giving blood is easy. It only takes about an hour, and a single donation can help save up to 3 lives. Donate now. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or redcrossblood.org.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
There is a good generational divide. Do you know who Mr. Beast is or not? That's how I know how old you are. Fantastic. 17 past the hour with Walter Sterling. Now, I don't like most of my relatives, and it's for very simple reasons, which is I have this theory that money is family money. If I have money and you're a member of my family, you can have the money. I believe in family money. If somebody in my family needs the money, they can have the money. I could care less. It's not important enough. It's just not important enough. About 7 years ago, when I was in terrible financial straits because I got fired from a job, I needed a place to keep my three beautiful daughters safe, and it coincided with the same month that my beautiful wife was having a major operation. Now, her sister had more than enough space and room and housing to take care of us for a short period of time, as did my brother, as did my father. In fact, there were three empty mansions in our family that we would have been very happy to occupy. Three empty mansions. Nobody offered them to us. I will never understand why, and I will never forgive them, because I'm not spiritual enough. I am not spiritual enough to forgive them. You can explain it all you want, but it won't work. All of this was brought up inside of me again yesterday. My sister-in-law owns an estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, and she owns a barn on that estate. Now, let me explain. A barn in most parts of Greenwich, Connecticut, is not one filled with horses, hay, and storage. It is centrally air-conditioned, and it is filled with bunk beds and places where people of white privilege get to go and stay. It is the height of luxury to have a barn in Greenwich, Connecticut, because it's next to a gorgeous house. This is true of all of the barns in Greenwich, Connecticut. I forget what it is. Oh, yeah. So my sister-in-law and my wife decided it'd be a good idea to have a family reunion in Greenwich, Connecticut. All right, I'll go along. The food will be good. That's the only reason I'm going along. And I need to go to New York. I need to go to New York for the Talkers Conference on June 10th. The Talkers Conference on June 10th, which I look forward to. All right, here's the best part of the story. My two daughters, my two older daughters, want to stay there for 3 weeks in the barn after all the family reunion festivities are done. They want to stay there for 3 weeks in the barn to go into New York, in and out, on the train whenever they want to. This is the best gift they could get, because they're native New Yorkers. This is their home. They're homesick, as am I. They're homesick. Staying in the barn, quote, the barn, the centrally air-conditioned barn with the loft, the cable TV, I'm not kidding you, is the best thing that could happen. Their uncle said to them, now, the 3 weeks when you're here, you can't stay in the barn. Now, their uncle, who owns the estate, is a millionaire, earns a fortune. What does he do? What does he do? You think he makes anything? No, he's a venture capitalist. They make nothing. He's a venture capitalist. They make nothing. They are money changers. There he is. And it's the worst. And he said to my daughters, not to me, not to my current wife, not even to his wife, but to my daughters, he said to them, you can't stay in the barn alone. Once everybody else leaves, you have to stay in the house. You have to stay in the house because I don't want to pay for the electricity when you guys are alone in the barn. I don't want to pay for the electricity when you guys are alone in the barn. Multimillionaire. I think he even has that stupid electric car. And it brought it all back to me that somebody could be that rich and that cheap. He also rents a multi-$1,000 a month apartment in Manhattan and an insane rental at the Outer Banks in the summer. But he has the barn and he has this house in Greenwich, Connecticut. And my daughters want to stay there for 3 weeks, enjoy the city, great, but you're not staying in the barn because I don't want to pay for the electricity. Now let's review. What would this electric bill look like? That electric bill, worst case scenario, because I know Con Ed of New York City. Con Ed of New York City is a very evil, greedy company, unlike any other electric company in the world. It takes it to a whole new level, a stunning new level. maybe $500. It's a barn with a high ceiling. And one of those mini fridges. Mini fridges, I can't believe how much electricity a mini fridge eats up. It's a lot. That's it. $500. He doesn't want to pay for that. Instead, he wants my daughters to spend their time sharing the house where their cousins, their male cousins, will be. My daughters are 16 and 19, and their male cousins are like almost teenagers. I'm not crazy about the whole setup. But that's who he is. And fortunately, I have not had the opportunity to speak to my mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law. It's best to keep me away from all of this because I will start running off my talk radio host mouth. Because, again, I can't think like this. I will never think like this. Well, you know, that's why he has money and you don't. No. No, that has to do with income. But it makes me very sad. Because for my daughters to have that three-week break where they get to hang out in their own barn with a stacked mini fridge, how lucky, how cool would that be? But they don't get that. Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. I'm very disappointed in that behavior. I find that behavior appalling. I have never demonstrated that to my children. My children, you want to bring your friends over, you want them to use the electricity, thank God. Go crazy, use the electricity. And whenever my current wife starts to use things like air conditioners, which we use all the time, she's always nervous that her mother will find out that we use the air conditioners. We have many, many, many air conditioners, and they're always running because I'm always here. I'm a big believer in air conditioning. It is the only luxury I have. That's it. But these are the wacky things relatives do. What do your relatives do? My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Let's talk. Let's vent. This is a good time because I know what you're doing right now. You're having trouble going to sleep because of the resentments you have toward your relatives. That's what keeps us awake, not the resentments we have toward the guy who sold us a car, not the resentments we have toward the guy who didn't cut our grass right. It's the resentments we have toward our relatives. 888-688-9258. What have I got for you? Oh, yeah, listen. So Britney Spears is a kook, as you know. And Britney Spears says she was going to go to the Met Gala, but decided to stay home instead. I'm going to go to the Met Gala, but instead I got to stay in my tub with my dog and put on my PJs. Who knew? Britney Spears said she was invited to the Met Gala, that opted to stay home. Britney Spears dances while holding her cat in her hands. They show a picture of her with her cat. She was invited to the Met Gala, she says. Do you believe she was invited to the Met Gala? First of all, we'd have to clear up what the Met Gala is, because I never understood what the $37,000 was for. Oh, you didn't know? That's what they spend to go to the Met Gala, Anna Wintour's coming out party. They spend $37,000 to sit around and look at each other. It seems like a very odd way to spend an evening and to spend $37,000. Where does that money go? Who needs that much money? Nobody. So they all go. They're all very fancy. They're all looking at each other. But Britney Spears wasn't there. And you know how powerful she is? You know how powerful that 40-year-old woman is? If she had gone, she would have been the talk of the gala. If Britney Spears had gone to the Met Gala, she would have been it immediately upon arriving. That's a megastar. Let's see. The longtime entertainer added a pair of black booties to her look, and her eyes were rimmed with black liner. At one point, she picked up her cat and cradled it in her arms as she stared into the camera. This was for her latest photo shoot, where she's nude. Apparently, Britney, who's a California resident, didn't feel that making the cross-country trip was worth it for the New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art Costume Institute. That's what it's for. Britney Spears. No, she wasn't going to get on an airplane. And you know what, Britney? Congratulations. You're right. You're right not to get on an airplane, to go across the country 3,000 miles to be approved or disapproved by Anna Wintour, who is judging other people's outfits. Anytime I've seen Anna Wintour, I don't get it. I'm like, how is she the high priestess of fashion? Do you get that? No, I don't get that. I don't get it at all. It's 29 past the hour. I have a great website. It's called Walter Sterling Show. There you will find my podcast, and more importantly, you will find curated, a word I hate, curated every single show I have ever done, including the shows I did on WABC. I was on WABC for six weeks, 3 months until they went, whoa, he's on our station? How the heck did this happen? But yes, I was, and I loved it. I had the best time on WABC, and I have the best time on every station that I'm on. KMOX, thank you, Steve Moore, you're a prince. Greg Stocker at WPHT, also a prince. Thank you very much. What else have I got for you? Oh, so on the website, you will find every show I've ever done, every podcast I've ever done, and the Midnight Misfit Decoder card, which has the decoder for our secret messages, which we will start sending out next week. Next week. Walter Sterling Show, download that card, print it out, and you've got it.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there's a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
Sterling on Sunday, weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Persistent morning May gray, or should I say June gloom, with low clouds along the oceans of Southern California and the beaches. Otherwise, sunny and warm and windy. The winds have caused quite a problem with blowing dust and sand in the southwestern deserts. I'm thinking of our trucker friends and motorists out for Memorial Day. It's better to pull over and wait out a dust storm than trying to drive through it. Temperatures have been a tad cooler in Las Vegas and Sacramento, near normal now in the 80s to lower 90s, but winds have been gusting to 25, 35 miles per hour in spots, thanks to an upper-level storm system in the northern Rockies, which will also bring heavy snow to parts of the mountains in southwest Montana. Enjoy the holiday and remember our veteran. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter. On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of when I was in the police academy and I had to go down to the morgue with the rest of the young recruits. So it's 1987. Our instructor informs us that the following morning we're going down to Bellevue Hospital on the Lower East Side of Manhattan to watch autopsies. So everybody was nervous. We didn't know what to expect. You watch television, but nothing you could see that could prepare you for this. So as my group of 30 of us go down to Bellevue, we walk in, and the first thing that I was taken back was how clean it was, and it was a heavy antiseptic smell, but quickly you were overcome with the putrid smell of death. That caused our instructor to pull out a little jar of Vicks Vapor Rub, and we started sticking our fingers in it and rubbing it under our nose to mask the smell of death. Unlike what you see on television, like there's one or two slabs and one or two medical examiners walking around, Bellevue Hospital morgue is not like that. It looked like a Jiffy Lube. There were multiple slabs with multiple MEs doing multiple autopsies. And between each slab was a produce scale suspended from the ceiling where when they would remove an organ, they would weigh it and make note of it on a clipboard. When they were doing autopsies, what they do is to examine the brain. They use the same tool that you would see in Midas that cuts muffler pipe. It's called a wizard tool. And they cut from the back of your skull from ear to ear and basically pull your face over the front of you and remove your brain and plop it in that produce scale. There was no shortage of death that day because in New York City, with over 9 million residents, you have tons of suspicious deaths, not to mention the homeless people that just drop dead in the street that carry no identification that wind up in Bellevue for an autopsy. Some of my colleagues, you know, we were all in our early 20s, began to get sick. Some started vomiting. A couple got weak knees, weak kneed and almost passed out before having to take a break and leaving for a while. Other than going to a couple of wakes and funerals, I wasn't ready for what goes on behind the scenes with the dead. And there were all types of deaths there. There were a couple, there was a pregnant woman, sadly, that had overdosed. There was a gentleman that had hung himself. And then the coup d'etat was there was a young man that had been shot multiple times, like Swiss cheese. And as the medical examiner is standing there and he's counting the entry and exit wounds, he had an anxious homicide detective that was being a pain in his butt, hanging over his shoulder, asking a million questions, which was pissing off the medical examiner. I guess he didn't like to be watched. So finally, after the umpteenth question, the detective says, "So what do you think?" So the medical examiner turned over his shoulder without missing a beat and said, "Looks like a suspicious suicide," which caused everybody in the morgue to burst out into laughter. So be sure to check out my new book, The NYPD's Flying Circus, Cops, Crime, and Chaos.
Sounds like good beach reading, good light reading. Adrian Cronauer, that was the Armed Forces radio disc jockey in Southeast Asia, in Vietnam, that Good Morning Vietnam was based on, the Robin Williams movie. It was based on his work in Vietnam, Good Morning Vietnam, Adrian Cronauer, who recently died. But he gave a fascinating talk about real life versus the movie, and you and I are going to hear that coming up in just seconds. Now, coming up, I wanted to tell you about one other thing. Oh, yeah. Netflix, thank God I didn't own any Netflix stock. Did you hear about this? Netflix stock dropped 75% in a horrifying, disappointing, and embarrassing decline. The Netflix CEO says the company's declining stock is horrifying. Netflix saw a 75% stock drop in April. Despite the sharp decline, the CEO remains optimistic about the platform's future. "We make decisions based on the best information we have at the time." He defended his support of Dave Chappelle, alleging Netflix doesn't censor content. Chappelle came under fire for making anti-trans comments in a comedy special. He said Netflix had been optimistic about the Royal Show. Well, this is the best one. Sarandis, the CEO, also backed chopping Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's new show. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry had a new show with Netflix. What kind of show was it? A cartoon show. Netflix put up money for a cartoon show from those world-famous animators Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, otherwise known as a chest girl from Deal or No Deal. Oh, my God. Here's what happened. When the pandemic hit, everybody wanted Netflix because they had, ready, nothing else to do. There was nothing else to do. The only other form of entertainment was their vacuum. And the really lucky households had a central vacuum and a central air conditioner, and that was it. Then some people got Netflix. Tragically, the film stores had all closed, so you were stuck with Netflix. That's all there was. And their prices went up. Their inventory got very erudite. I mean, they put out, I swear to God, 80% of the films from Netflix are British. They're shot in Southern California and Canada, but they all have British accents. What the heck is that? I don't think a film is any better with a British accent. In fact, I think it's worse. The only thing I like with a British accent is Doctor Who. That's it. I want to watch Doctor Who with a British accent. Oh, my God. But so this guy is really in trouble. This CEO is really like, "I don't know what happened. We do everything thoughtfully. This isn't what was meant to happen." He's totally embarrassed. Wow. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I will hear from Adrian Cronauer. Adrian Cronauer, the real Good Morning Vietnam disc jockey. Sterling on Sunday. My feet deserve an orgasm. And the way I get it is from My Slipper. Right now, my friends at My Slippers are having a huge blowout sale, their biggest one of the year. You can save $90 on a My Slipper slipper, a My Pillow slipper. These now go for $49.98. They are regularly $139.98. $139.98. Now they're $49.98. And you're like, what kind of slipper should be $49.98? $49.98 for a slipper. These slippers are custom made for the MyPillow people. They are designed by Mike Lindell. They are beautiful, sturdy, remarkable slippers. They have three layers, including memory foam. And they are stylish, come in many colors, including suede, gray, dark gray, light gray, black, and pink. These are great slippers, sturdy, and this is the part you won't believe. I hesitate to say it because you're probably not going to believe it. You can wear them outdoors. They're designed to be worn outdoors. You go out, walk the dog. You can use your MyPillow slippers. The MyPillow My Slippers. Enter the promo code Walter. They're now for $49.98, usually $139.98. You will not believe the array of colors. They're magnificent. And give them a call. Talk to them. They will explain everything you want to know about these slippers. Call 800-844-0876. There's a real human being right there who wants to talk to you. 800-844-0876. Regularly, these slippers are $139.98, and they should be because these are premium slippers. This is a great product. But now you can get it for $49.98. $49.98. The My Slipper.
For my full one-year tour and was honorably discharged. Thank you. None of the characters in the film are based on actual people for legal reasons like invasion of privacy and slander. On the other hand, if you name any character in the film, I could think of a half a dozen people that I knew during my 4 years in the Air Force, and you probably could too. Let's see, anything else? I did start each morning, each program by yelling, "Good morning, Vietnam." And I found out when I went out into the field to do interviews that it was not unknown on a particularly bad day that I would yell, "Good morning, Vietnam." And some of the troops would turn to their radios and yell the GI equivalent of, "Get stuffed, Gronauer." And on one occasion, a guy picked up his M16 and blew away his radio. But that shout continued after I left. The fellow who took over the morning show from me, an Army specialist by the name of Kramer Hawes, he kept the same format and the same sign on. And it became a tradition with each subsequent morning man. And now I'll go to a veterans occasion event, and the man will come up to me and say, "Oh, I used to listen to you every morning." "Really? When were you there?" "Oh, I was there in 65 and 70, or I was there in 69 and 70. "Well, see, I was there in 65, 66. But what they remember hearing is that, "Good morning, Vietnam." And there's one other thing that people always want to know, about one or two other things. First of all, they want to know, what is Robin really like? Robin Williams. And my answer is, I don't know. Because he's always on. You walk up to him and say hello, and he starts doing a routine for you. Now, I'm a lawyer, not a shrink, so what do I know? But it is my layman's analysis that he's really a very shy, bashful, introverted person. And he does all of these routines and imitations and shtick to build a wall around himself so you can never get through to hurt the real Robin. The only time I've ever seen him let that down is when he was playing with his kids, because they're no threat to him. And people will say, "Are you as funny as Robin Williams?" Well, I've amply demonstrated in the last half hour that I'm nowhere near as funny as Robin. I mean, think about it. If I were half that funny, I'd be out in Hollywood going nanu nanu and making $1 million. But in one respect, I think I was a better DJ than Robin. And a perfect example of that is the sign-on. What he did was just a rising crescendo of, "Good morning, Vietnam," which is not the way it was really done. In reality, you stress the word good for a very practical reason, because if you're a morning DJ, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. You are going to oversleep. And when that happens, you come tearing into the station at the very last moment, and you're staggering around, half asleep, half dressed. You don't have any records pulled. You don't know where your headphones are. You haven't put in your contact lenses. You don't have any tapes set up. You don't know where it's just chaos. And as you walk through the studio door, you hear the newsman saying, "That's the latest from the Armed Forces Radio Newsroom. Next news in 1 hour." Now you've got to do something. So as you try and pull some records and find your headphones and get things all set up, you turn on the microphone and you say, "That's the way we really did it. Thank you very much."
Adrian Cronauer, the real disc jockey that was the basis of the Robin Williams movie Good Morning Vietnam. And I figured that was the best way to share Memorial Day with you, because the level of personal horror that a war may have brought to your family is nothing that I can relate to. It's nothing that I can duplicate. It's nothing I can communicate. But the way different families relieve that horror is something that we can share. We certainly share the horror of the war in Ukraine and pray that it's over tonight, not soon. I love it when I hear official people saying, "Well, we hope this war is over soon." No, I hope it's over tonight, because we've had citizens of Ukraine on this show live from their homes in Ukraine as the bombs are going off in the background. Well, I never want to hear that again, do you? And I hear those stories about the moms and the kids who were murdered. I never want to hear those stories again. For what? A building? A field? That's when we get crazy. That's when we're nuts. Vladimir Putin, if that's really you, if you're not an imitator, if you're not a guy in a Halloween costume pretending to be Vladimir Putin, enough. It scares me that I've never seen him with a woman, with somebody who can bring a sense of sensibility and humanity to his life. Oh, I'm sure there are women in his life. I'd like to see them standing at his side and saying, "Hey, Vlad, cool it." Rumor has it he has women like that who tell him to knock it off. I'd like to see them. Wouldn't you? We know the women around our leaders, and boy, we know they're in charge. No American leader gets to do anything. They're surrounded by women, and the women tell them what to do. I'd love to hear from you. Every single email I get gets answered. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I got a great website. Please go to it. Learn about the show. Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. I am deeply grateful for the people who help get this show on the air, notably tonight. Oh, my God. Dave Scalish. Thank you, Mr. Scalish. We got Dave Scalish away from his barbecue, which I suspect is remote controlled by Bluetooth, to get our show on the air. It's like usually a steam-driven show, but Dave did it. All right. The greatest gift we can get is a request for help.
"And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar."
"Next Sunday, all right?" "Right. Stay bright."